With Montana News, I'm Eric Whitney. Anglers, boaters, farmers, and conservationists are all backing a new proposal at the state legislature to spend $6.5 million fighting aquatic invasive species. But they disagree over who should foot the bill. Nikki Ouellette reports on the measure's first hearing.
Funding sunsets this year for the state's boat inspection stations and lake monitoring program that aim to keep costly invasive species like quagga and zebra mussels, Eurasian water milfoil, and whirling disease out of Montana. Missoula Democratic Representative Willis Curdy is carrying a new funding mechanism on behalf of the Environmental Quality Council that would add a prevention fee to motorized and non-motorized boat licenses, continue an existing fee on fishing licenses, and dip into the general fund to secure about $6.5 million each year. The council says this bill fairly taps the user groups most likely to bring invasive species into the state, along with those likely to be impacted by a potential zebra or quagga mussel infestation. At the bill's first hearing in the House Natural Resources Committee Monday, 13 people representing farms, irrigators, and weed and conservation districts supported the bill, including Jay Bodner with the Montana Stock Growers Association.
We think it's important to look at looking at some of the source of contamination, where does that come from? And we putting on those in-state boats, out-of-state boats, that we think that's an important provision also. But also putting in the general fund because it does have the potential to impact every single one of us here in Montana.
Five people representing angling and wildlife groups say they supported the goal of this bill, but not the funding mechanism it outlined. Clayton Elliott is with Montana Trout Unlimited.
Outdoor recreation and the angling community is a significant industry in Montana that stands to lose a lot, just like agriculture, our municipalities, et cetera, the difference is we're the only ones being asked to pay. So the burden can't just be on anglers and recreationalists.
Under Curdy's bill, anglers and motorized and non-motorized boaters would pay an estimated half to two-thirds of prevention costs, but the state general fund would make up the rest. For the past 2 years, a fee on fishing licenses covered a little less than half the program, and an annual fee on hydropower producers and co-ops covered the rest. Legislators in 2017 assured hydropower facilities that the fee was a bridge measure that would not be part of a long-term funding scheme. Legislators on Monday questioned that agreement, as did Tom Livers with the governor's budget office. Livers, who spoke against Curdy's bill, says another one will be introduced soon that includes funding from Hydro.
And the big difference is instead of general fund reliance, it'll continue an assessment on fees, the existing one, to large investor-owned hydroelectric facilities.
Funding and grants from tribal, federal, and non-government partners is not factored into Curdy's bill. At its worst, an infestation of zebra or quagga mussels could cost Montana $234 million each year in lost revenue and mitigation costs, a recent report from the Montana Invasive Species Council estimates. There's no surefire way of eradicating the mussels from open water. I'm Nikki Ouellette, Montana Public Radio.